Those eyes are back on me, trying to drill right through to the back of my head.
We know that, Howard. If you were simply serving your time, you'd be back downstairs, counting hairs on a caterpillar or something until retirement. I've seen your record, and I am aware that you are intelligent, ingenious, resourceful, technically adept, and no less brave than average. But that doesn't alter what I've said one bit. You are routinely, grossly insubordinate. You think you have a right to know things that people would, and do, kill for. You take shortcuts. You aren't an organization man, and you never will be. If it was up to me, you'd be on the outside, and never allowed anywhere near us.
But I'm not, I say. Nobody even noticed me until I'd worked out the geometry curve iteration method for invoking Nyarlathotep and nearly wiped out Birmingham by accident. Then they came and offered me a post as senior scientific officer and made it clear that no wasn't on the list of acceptable answers. Turns out that nuking Birmingham overrides the positive vetting requirement. So they issued a reliability waiver and you're stuck with me. Shouldn't you be pleased that I've decided to make the best of things and try to be useful?
Angleton leans forward across the polished top of his Memex desk. With a visible effort, he slews the microfiche reader hood around so that I can see the screen, then taps one bony finger on a mechanical keypress.
Watch and learn.
The desk whirs and clunks. Cams and gears buried deep in it shuffle hypertext links and bring up a new microfilm card. A man's face shows up on the screen. Moustache, sunglasses, cropped hair, 40-something, and jowly with it.
Tariq Nasser al-Takriti. Remember that last bit. He works for a man who grew up in his hometown around the same time, who goes by the name of Saddam Hussein al-Takriti. Mr. Nasser's job entails arranging for funds to be transferred from the Mukhabarat, Saddam's private Gestapo, to friendly parties for purposes of inconveniencing enemies of the Ba'ath Party of Iraq. Friendlies such as Mohammad Qadas, who used to live in Afghanistan before he fell foul of the Taliban.
Nice to know they're not all religious fundamentalists, I say, as the Memex flicks to a shot of a bearded guy wearing a turban-like something on his head.
He's scowling at the camera as if he suspects it of holding Western sympathies.
They deported him for excessive zeal, Angleton says heavily. Turns out he was marshalling resources for Yusuf Karadawi's school. Do I need to draw you a diagram?
Guess not. What does Karadawi teach?
Originally management studies and economics, but lately he's added suicide bombing, the necessity for armed struggle preceded by dawah and military preparation in order to repel the greater kufr, and gauge metrics for raster-driven generative Sephiroth on vector processors, summoning the lesser Shogathim, in other words.
Hmm, is all I can say to that. What's this got to do with the price of coffee?
Another photograph clicks up on the screen, this time a gorgeous redhead wearing an academic gown over a posh frock. It takes me a moment to recognize Mo. She looks about 10 years younger, and the guy in a tux whose arm she's draped over looks, well, loyally seems to fit what she told me about her ex.
Dr. Dominique O'Brien, I believe you've met?
I glance up and Angleton is staring at me.
Do I have your complete attention now, Mr. Howard? He rasps.
Yeah, I concede. Do you mean the kidnappers in Santa Cruz?
Shut up and listen, and you may learn something.
He waits for me to shut up, then continues.
I'm telling you this because you're in it already. You've met the prime candidate. Now, when you were sent over there, we didn't know what you were dealing with, what Dr. O'Brien was sitting on. The Yanks did, which was why they weren't letting her go. But they seem to have changed their minds in view of the security threat. She's not a US citizen, and they've got her research findings. Interesting, but nothing fundamentally revolutionary. Furthermore, with enough information about her out in the public domain to attract nuisances like the Izzadeen Al-Qassam hangers-on who tried to snatch her in Santa Cruz, they don't much want her around anymore, which is why she's over here, in the laundry and under wraps. They didn't simply deport her. They asked us to take care of her.
If it's not fundamentally revolutionary research, why are we interested in her? I ask.